Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third week of Lent, Monday. You've gone for a Romero, Peter.
Yes, I'm pleased to be able to reflect on Romero. It's a very good film and about a very significant 20th century church figure. The gospel is actually about the people of Nazareth rejecting Jesus. And he says to them that no prophet is ever accepted in his own country. And in a sense, that's part of the theme of Romero. He was an interesting character, Archbishop Romero, that he was a very bookish, academic kind of person, it is said, rather traditional in his way of being a priest. But when he was appointed Archbishop of San Salvador in the late 70s, and he faced the reality of poverty and oppression in El Salvador, it really transformed him. And in the film, a great friend of his, Father Grande, is actually killed, and that has quite an effect on Romero becoming a prophet, so to speak, in El Salvador. I would certainly recommend the last part of the film for people's reflection because it shows him actually speaking quite forcefully to the people, listened to by the poor people, and shows some rather grim pictures of their oppression and death of children while the rich play tennis, and then the plans for his assassination. So Jesus was hustled out of Nazareth to be thrown over the hill, but he went on his way. But that wasn't to be with Archbishop Romero. I think he knew as he spoke that there was no other way out for him but death and martyrdom. And so the film shows him celebrating the Eucharist, and he is shot during the Mass, and the film ends with his death. So it's a very Lenten theme, I would think, this story of such a martyr as Archbishop Romero. I remember showing it to a group of school children some years ago. They watched the whole film, and then we talked about it and looked at the final 5 minutes, and I could see certainly some of the girls' tears in their eyes. So a very moving film.
I am a believer in the theology of liberation, and I have worked in the people's struggle.
There is no sin.
No. But I had a belief in one single man, and in no one else.
There is no sin.
Especially not the Archbishop. I deplored him, mocked him, laughed at him. How can I tell him? I was wrong.
Just pray for him. Let's make that your penance.
Are there any echoes of the film Shooting Dogs based on the genocide in Rwanda where the priest there turns around and says, all I have is a lot of love for you in the face of imminent death?
That's a very good comparison and certainly would recommend people seeing Shooting Dogs about the first week of the genocide in Rwanda with John Hurt as a very sympathetic priest who's given a lot of very good lines in the vein of Archbishop Romero, and we hope that one day he's going to be canonized.